Okay, the ham conference is still connected. I hope that'll be quiet, though. All right, so hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 6th of February, 2023. Now that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. Okay, not sure what that was all about. All right, I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four pieces of information we like to know about check-ins. If you don't have an SDF account, that's okay. Anyway, this net meets every Monday at 0 Zulu on the Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, formerly VE7KI, for allowing us to use this net for our, using this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week and to kickstart our discussion. And I was kind of at a loss, but then at the very end of that previous Raspberry Pi net that you might have caught if you connected to the conference early, there was a check-in there who, let's see if I get this right here, he was kind of questioning why is it that we don't hear more female hams, especially those who are very technically competent, because he is aware that such technically competent females exist, and why don't we hear from them? So I have my own ideas about what's going on there, but that struck me as, oh, well, you know, hams, female hams, that's a subject I don't think we've talked about. So the question is, do you know any female hams? Are there any in your local area? Are there some maybe in the larger community that you've heard about, that you hear on nets and so on? I know I can think of a few in that context. So that's kind of the subject tonight, females in ham radio. So I'm looking at the dashboard here. I see VK3HJQ has joined us, so I'm jotting that down on my list. Everybody else I see here has been here before. And welcome back, Josh. I think it's been a while since you were here. But everybody here is a regular, so I'm not going to explain how we do things because you already know. Okay, first on my list is, I guess it would have to be BK6BQQ. Okay, I think perhaps Reg has stepped away from his computer, so I will move on to PY2BIL.
Hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo, out of São Paulo in Brazil, SDF username G Canary. So, females in amateur radio. Yeah, it's tough down here. They're really nuts. Too many, just a few, but we do have a few, and you can see them in all modes, right? Even there's a lady, she is president of an amateur radio club in the northeast of Brazil, I believe. So yeah, when the ladies are engaged, they are fully engaged, right? We have one on our club, she is extremely active. Her whole family is active. Her husband is one. There's another couple where also they are both hams. And this first lady I mentioned, her daughter is also a ham. She might be around 13 years at this time, I guess, maybe. Not more than that. And she just passed her general. So yeah, they do a lot of CW and build their own antennas. And they are very active in the Boy Scout / Boy Girl Scout community. So yeah, that's the kind of ladies that we have in radio. So as usual, they're always very welcome, but we all understand it's not that easy to get them engaged in the hobby. So that's all I have for now. So back to you, AB9FJ. This is PY2BAF.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And let me acknowledge that I see Alpha Delta Zero Quebec Mike has joined us, so I've added you to my list. So you will be called upon in due course. All right. Thank you, Guillermo. Next on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net. This is N4RNW, Harold in Fort Myers, Florida, USA, planet Earth. All is well down here. Female ham operators, I am not connected with the local ham group. I used to be, but with Echolink, I don't talk much locally. I talk to you guys all over the world, but I have run across a couple of them, but not currently. I don't know any. But it's the best month of the year down here, February. All kinds of different license plates from up north, and that makes traffic a little bit heavier, but it's the most beautiful weather of the year. All right, back to you, Wayne. Again, good evening, good morning to everybody, and back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And I guess I should probably chime in with my observation here. Locally, I know that we have one ham in particular, a female ham, who is extremely well-versed technically. Her career, she is the chief network developer or maintainer for the University of Illinois, a major university campus. So it's a very responsible job, very technically, very highly technical. And so my main observation is this is the kind of female who excels at technical stuff like electronics and computers, or even, you know, biology or any other scientific pursuit. They have a lot of, a lot of things on their plate. And unlike a lot of the male hams that we all know, and I'm not saying that all of them are, or even a majority of them are like this, but many of them are guys who just don't have much of a social life. And so they hang out on nets, they rag chew on HF, and then they ask, why don't we see more women? And I'm saying, well, duh, you're not looking where they're at, or they're not coming where you're at. So that's kind of my spin on it. The women have more interesting things to do than hang around and rag chew with a lot of guys in the basement with nothing to do. I understand that a lot of people might say that I have a jaundiced eye on this, but that's my take. All right, so next on my list here is W3MJO.
Good evening, Wayne, and everyone on the net. This is Whiskey 3, Mike, Juliet, Oscar, W3MJO, out of Austin, Texas. My SDF username is JSHMLR, Juliet, Sierra Hotel, Mike, Lima, Romeo. And good to be back. It's been a little bit. It's my New Year's resolution, one of my resolutions, to get back into the hobby a little bit. And it's interesting that you said today, I picked the topic today about females in the hobby, I was having a conversation this afternoon with my XYL. We had a chat about putting a mobile rig in her car and what would that entail. And I mentioned to her that since it's there, you might as well take the test and get your ticket, and then you can use that. We do have, in our local area, we do have a few women who participate, and they're very active, especially in sky-worn weather nets and those types of things. And I've known a few my time back in Pennsylvania. I knew a few women who were into the hobby. But like a lot of things technical, which I think is changing, and for the good, we're getting a little more diversity in these hobbies, which I think is a great thing. So, Wayne, I'll send it back to you. This is W3MJO.
Okay, thank you, Josh. Good to have you back here. Hope we'll hear from you more often in the future. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ in the group. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, up the road from Wayne. Yeah, it's an interesting topic. I know a little bit about it since my wife, KD9OVW, got her ticket a couple of years ago. Not too long after I got mine, actually. She sort of stuck at the technician level. She's having physical problems at the moment and isn't able to participate as much as she would probably like to. There's also KC5SAM, who is running a great net on D-Star. That's Virginia. I think that women in ham radio is perfectly fine. They've got to be willing to put up with the boys' club. That's the problem with it. And there's a lot of sort of built-in sexism, I think. That's probably generally true culturally, but we've run into it in the local club, and it's very annoying for a woman. It's even annoying for me. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And yes, I don't think I put it quite that bluntly, but yes, I agree with you that there's a lot of just paternalism in the hobby. Let's see. So next on my list here is VK3H. Is it three? Yes, VK3HJQ.
Hey, sure, Wayne. VK3HJQ. Morning from down under. It's still morning. Yeah, 11:15 a.m., 6th of February, 18 degrees C. Well, it was when I checked a minute ago. Anyway, women in ham radio. Well, actually, there's a few of them. We have Michelle that connects up to Reggie Boy's net. There's Catherine that connects up to the net, both pilots. They're pretty cool. There used to be a couple of other ones ages ago, but they sort of come and they go because they get on there and then what are you going to talk about? Cooking, you know, what dress did you wear out today? My wife used to like radio. We used to have CBs in the car. We used to chat, and she's been on ham radio a couple of times using my call, and she says, should I get a call sign? I said, what for? Talk to all those OFs out there. I said, you've got to be joking me, don't you? So I think she puts up with it here. That's about it. I don't think it's a basically women are interested in ham radio. They've got better things to do, Wayne, instead of wasting hours and hours here. Anyway, enough from me. Good to see that the U.S. finally shut down that balloon. Boy, it took them a while. Pretty hopeless. So don't fly a balloon over the United States, otherwise you'll get shut down. I don't know why they didn't do it before it entered the country. Well, it was halfway across the other side and then out the other end before they decided to shoot it down. Crazy. I would have blew it away before it even entered controlled airspace in the States, but who would know? What else to report? Oh, they had a poor young girl, 16-year-old, got killed by a shark up in, I think, in Perth, in VK6 land, so that was pretty sad news. Hadn't been a shark attack there for apparently 100 years. Well, there'd been attacks, but nobody had been killed there for 100 years, so it was in a river where you really don't find too many sharks in the river. But anyway, that was pretty sad news. And they found that little radioactive thing. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with that. Hang on, do a quick reset. The silly Aussies lost 1,400 kilometre road somewhere between the top end of Western Australia and Perth. They had this radioactive tablet, 6 mil by 8 mil, like a tiny little thing. Fell off the truck, out of the truck, don't know how it got on the road. Anyway, they had to go and find it because it was radioactive, so you'd reckon they would have locked it in a lead box and screwed it down on the truck, wouldn't you? So now they're jumping up and down, wanting to know how this bit of radioactive material got off the truck. And it took them a week to find it. You can imagine driving up and down this road, 1,400 kilometres long, trying to find this little tiny pellet of radioactive material. Anyway, fun and games here in Australia. Thanks, Wayne, for the net. Good question. Helen, what do you reckon about ladies in ham radio?
Not for me.
Not for you? No, there you go. That's the answer from my wife. When you want to talk to all these old, can I say farts? No. No, she's
learn all the crap you have to learn to get the
license. Oh, you learn all the garbage you got to get the license. Yeah, it is a bit of mucking around, isn't it? Although you can get it out of the Weet-Bix box now anyway. All these technician licenses, you just go and buy a box of Weet-Bix. Righto, see you. Enough from me, Wayne. VicHHJQ.
Okay, thank you, John, there. And yeah, we were watching that radioactive pellet thing the same way you were watching our Chinese balloon thing. And glad that you had a happy ending there. Evidently, they're sending out the Navy divers or whatever to try to recover to determine exactly what the Chinese might have been trying to access, you know, what kind of information they might have been gathering. So, I don't know. It is weird. Although there's a long history of this kind of thing if you look into it. The Japanese during World War II sent some balloons across the Pacific, and some of them were rather deadly. There was actually some casualties. I think there was one incident of a balloon that once it had crossed over the Pacific and it was over land, it dropped basically a hand grenade, and it happened to land next to a family that was out having a picnic or something. I don't know. You have to Google, you know, Japanese, World War II Japanese balloons, and I'm sure it will come up. So, anyway, that was kind of how they discovered the jet stream, by the way. So, anyway, it's an interesting subject. I'm rambling here, so I need to move on. What was the other thing you said something? Well, you know, your own XYL there. That is kind of the thing, and it's not just women. There's lots of males who balk at, you mean I got to study? Ah, forget about it. Yeah. All right, next on my list is Alpha Delta Zero, Quebec Mike.
Good evening, Wayne and everybody on the net. This is 80QM, Jeff over in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Pretty quiet over here this weekend. As for the topic, I wasn't in the club at the university, but did join after I graduated, and there was a good number of X-Files in that club. The most I've noticed has been doing contesting, and I'm not a contester by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of the QSL cards that I get that are from X-Files are typically from contesting, so I see the numbers there pretty well. Biggest thing for me, I've got a young daughter, she's 5, and she's always interested when I get out my radio, so it sounds like she's, as soon as she can read, she's going to be out there taking the test, so it'll be fun to do the hobby with her. This is 80QM, back here in that control.
Okay, Jeff, that sounds cool. I hope your daughter excels and becomes a good ham, and the whole thing about YL and XYL, I think we ought to try to get away from that, but I don't know. Tradition is hard to redo. So we can't change it, but we can, I guess, de-emphasize it. Yeah. But anyway, thank you, Jeff, and hope to hear from you again. Let's see if anyone new has joined us here. No, I don't see any new call signs on there. But let's go back and see if VK6BQQ has returned to his computer.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Yeah, we just had a little, my grandson, he's getting ready to head off to school here this morning, so we had a little bit of a talk. Anyway, yeah, the YLs, well, absolutely, 100%. We have Michelle, she's into aviation and very active in the community. We've got Catherine, she's over in Wichita, Kansas. She's doing her thing. We have a lady over in Georgia. They have a net, and I'll tell you, they're next to none there. It's fantastic the way they come along. But, yeah, lots of activity that I've seen in the ladies. So we'll just keep up the good work. As far as anything else, well, we just do what we can do. Good to hear you in here, Wayne, and all the folks that are here from VK6BQQ Australia. Good morning.
Okay, thank you, Reg. And, yeah, I forgot to ask John, VK3HJQ. I'm making a special effort to keep my mouth close to the microphone on the laptop. So how is my audio? Okay, he must have stepped away from the computer, but I'm assuming that the lack of a complaint about my audio is evidence of approval of my audio. Let's leave it at that. I noticed that Whiskey 3 Oscar Victor has popped up on my dashboard here, and I do not recognize that call sign. And I'm going to drag my feet a little bit because he may still be hearing the little welcome to TechLink message there, and because that runs for about, I don't know, 10 or 15 seconds. So right about now, he may be hearing me instead of that message. So Doug, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a long story, but it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And we have enough hams who are members of the Unix system that we decided to have our own ham club. And if you have a ham club, well, you've got to have a net, right? Regular, weekly, or even maybe more often, a net. So we decided to have a net every Monday at zero GMT or Zulu or UTC, whatever you want to call it. And that's what we're doing right now. We're about 26 and a half minutes into it. So, Whiskey 3, Oscar Victor, you have the floor. Well, let's see. The topic this week we've been talking about is females in ham radio. Do you know of some in your local area? Do you know of some, you know, worldwide? You know, some famous ones. Do you have some ideas about why they're not more prominent or noticed by the male hams? You know, that's the whole topic there. Females in ham radio.
Well, good evening, good morning, however it fits. W3OV, located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Just browsing through the conferences here, see what was going on. Just landed here for a minute. And with that, I'll turn it back to you, W3OV.
Okay, thank you, Doug. So let me see here. I think I have given everyone a chance to speak. Let me take one pause here to see if there is anyone out there in All-Star, DMR, all those other lands that come to us through the November Bravo Zero X-Ray Gate. So anyone out there, not on Echolink, but coming in through those other systems, would you like to check in?
Little Echo 2 off of Bravo Yankee.
2, Whiskey 1, go to X-Ray Victor.
Okay, I heard at least parts of two call signs there. The first one came through the gateway, and it was something to Alpha Bravo Yankee. So could that station come back and give me the call sign again? A little bit slower.
Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo Yankee. Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo Yankee.
Okay, thank you. That That call sign sounds vaguely familiar. Have you joined us before, sometime in the past?
Just last week.
Ah, last week. Okay. I thought it sounded familiar. All right. Stand by and let me talk to this other station. Something Whiskey 1, Oscar X-Ray 6? I don't know. That doesn't sound like a real call sign. That other station coming through the ham conference, not through the NB0X gateway.
2 Whiskey 1, Delta X-Ray Victor. 2 Whiskey 1, Delta X-Ray Victor.
Okay, I got you that time. 2 Whiskey 1, Delta X-Ray Victor. Okay, so you're on my list as well here. And then I see another station has... Wait a minute. Oh, nope, he's gone. All right, never mind. All right, so let's go with... My eyes here. I need to get my magnifier right here. So, Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo Yankee. And for the benefit of you and the other station here, in case you did not catch it, the topic this week is females in ham radio. Do you know any personally, perhaps in your area, maybe your XYL, maybe you've got a daughter or a mother or an aunt who's a ham? Do you have any ideas about why there are so few active female hams? Do you have any theories about why that is? So that's what we've been talking about so far. So go ahead, KE2ABY.
Hello, this is KE2ABY. My SDS username is mstrodl, M-S-T-R-O-D-L. I'm transmitting from Rochester, New York. And as a female in amateur radio myself, I think that the reason why you don't see more women interested in amateur radio is the same reason you don't see many women interested in computing. I think that it's just a stereotype thing and a culture problem. But I think that we're starting to see changes that help this. Personally, I got interested in amateur radio from a friend who is non-binary, who, you know, kind of encouraged me to take my test or whatever. But I'm already a person who does programming as just like a job and what I'm interested in. So I think that it wasn't a very difficult leap for me to make. But obviously not everybody technical is necessarily interested in amateur radio. So I think it's just a fraction of a fraction, which is kind of unfortunate. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, I did not catch your handle, if you said it. Could you come back with that?
My SDS username is M-S-T-R-O-D-L, Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo Yankee. Back to you, Wayne.
I meant your, what your friends and, you know, acquaintances call you, what we typically first name.
Hey, sorry, I'm Mary. I completely slipped my mind. Back to you.
No problem. It happens to all of us at times. Thank you for joining us this week, Mary. Very apropos, in fact. So next is 2 Whiskey 1 Delta X-Ray Victor.
Yeah, very good morning to you. Well, it's morning in England. It's just gone half past midnight in the morning over here. The name is Andrew, Alpha November Delta, Romeo Echo Whiskey. The name is Andrew, and located in Newport, South Wales, in the UK here. And I was just listening about females being in amateur radio. Well, I moved from Evesham in Worcestershire in the UK some years back, and I was in a amateur radio club where I used to live, but there was not many ladies involved with radio where I did live. There was few, but not many. But I didn't speak to any on the radio when I was living in my old town. So it was very quiet with the lady. There was more men than ladies. It was a shame, because it'd be nice to have a few more ladies as amateurs, because it's just one of them things. It's it is a shame. It's just one of them things. It'd be nice if there was more got into the hobby, and if it was a novice, if it was a full arm, like I'm a novice, I've been a novice since April 95, and I do love the amateur radio side of it. I did 77ths, I did 6 metres, I did packet radio, and then moved on to Echolink. With that, I'll pass the mic over to you.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this week, Andrew. You found us. We do this every week at the same time. 0 hour GMT on Monday on the node 9229, the TechLink conference. So if you want to come back in the future, just come back to this same conference at the same time. So let's see here. I do not see any new call signs on the dashboard. So now is the time when I say we're open to rejects. If you want to add something to what you said before, or maybe you thought of something new, now is the time to come back for a reject.
Okay, 2DY.
Whiskey 3, Mike, Juliet, Oscar.
Okay, I've got Josh for a recheck, and I've got two new call signs, VK2DY and DE3ETU. And for the benefit of that last call sign, which I do not recognize, I'm going to go back and say that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Now, SDF stands for, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's an anime thing. It's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And we have enough hams who are members of SDF that we decided to have our own ham club. And like every ham club, we have to have a net. And so that's what we're doing right now. So, let's go with Josh there, W3MJO with his reach. Oh, yeah. The topic this week that we're talking about is females and ham radio. So Josh has a recheck, so go ahead.
Thanks, Wayne. W3MJO, welcome Mary and all the new folks who have jumped on. I did want to ask, it's kind of a pivot to this, but maybe a good segue. Where do folks, those that are SDF folks and otherwise, when you're sitting around during the week or whatnot, where do you kind of congregate, either on Echolink or other places, with technical people? I think it would be interesting as we get more folks, more women, more folks that identify across the spectrum to start to, come together. Where's a good place to sort of hang out and rag chew or ask questions or whatnot? I know we can always hit up B Board or Com or any of those places inside of the SDF, but we are licensed amateurs and, we like to talk on the radio. So just wanted to throw that question out there. Where do folks tend to congregate when you're not here on the net? Hand it back to Net Control. We'll try to keep it on topic otherwise. W3MJO.
That's a very good topic. Thank you for mentioning that. I am making a note of it, but I'm thinking that's a topic for a whole net. And we're almost at the 40-minute mark here. We've only got 20 minutes left here for our net, and I think that it wouldn't do it justice to try to wrap it up, try to cover it in the wrap-up here of this net. So I'm going to make a note of that perhaps for next week. So thank you for that, Josh. A very good idea. How about VK2DY?
Yes, good morning. It's still the morning here. It's Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. 28 degrees headed Celsius, headed for a high of 33. Another beautiful summer's day here. I think that makes about 7 or 8 in a row now so far. Anyway, other than that, I don't know much about women in amateur radio. There aren't a whole lot, I know that. And it's rather unfortunate that this is rather male-dominated. But I think, I know Alara does a lot of work to try to promote women in amateur radio. And I really don't know what else to say. So I'll say thank you for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to Ned.
Okay, well, yep, thank you, Robert. That's okay. I want to note that I see Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo, on the dashboard here. I've added you to my check-in list, so you will be called upon in turn. And the subject of our net this week is females in ham radio. Do you know of any? Do you have any ideas about why they are not so visible or present? So that's kind of what we're talking about. So let's see, who's next on my list here? I think it's Victor Echo 3. My own handwriting here. What is this? Whiskey Tango Uniform. Does that sound right? VE3ETU?
Wayne, you might call in the Alara conference.
No, it's not my name, Rich.
Well, I do see the conference on the dashboard here, so I guess let me back up and repeat that. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress, which is a public access Unix system, and you can go to sdf.org to find out more about it. And we have enough hams who are members of SDF that we have our own ham club, and of course, we have to have a net. That's what we're doing now. Every Monday at Zero Zulu for an hour or so, we have our net here on node 9229, the TechLink conference. So, the Alara conference, whoever connected the conference to the TechLink conference, if there's anyone out there that wants to check in to our net, we've been talking about females in ham radio. Please call now with your call sign. Okay, nothing heard there. So let's go back. Was that Victor Echo 3, Echo Tango? Is that Uniform or Victor? I can't read my own handwriting. I think that came in maybe from one of the connected conferences.
ZL4OI, ZL4OI, VK3DNH call.
Okay, I'm not sure I copied that completely. ZL4, was that Lima Oscar India?
No, I think you misheard the call. This is Victor King 3, Delta November Hotel, and I was calling ZL4 Oscar India. ZL4 Oscar India. Over, over.
Okay, sorry, old man. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club net on the TechLink conference, and the ham conference is linked to it. We're going to be wrapping up our net in a few minutes here, so you might try contacting your friend again after we've gone. Sorry.
Oh, that's fine. I did monitor it for a while. I didn't hear anything going through, so I apologize. Anyway, yeah, I'll give him a call later. Thanks very much. Okay, 3DNH clear.
Okay, no problem. Let's see, I think I've been holding for AE7MR. I think that's Terry. You have the floor.
89FJ, Alpha, good evening to you, Wayne. Yeah, not a lot going on here, but in our area here in the Willamette Valley in Oregon, the one of the first hams I met was 87MP, and his wife was 87ZC, and they have since moved on to St. George, Utah, and our programs are quite a group of hams in between here, Albany, Corvallis, and Eugene, we have let's see, 5 women in the Valley Radio Club of Oregon now, I'm going to stop with that because we have a Mike Romeo returning. I'm in the senior living center due to gathering a thing called Parkinson's, so I don't get to see much of my club anymore because can't get my son to bring my car over here so I can get out and about a little bit. But anyway, they're getting more prominent, at least in our area, and I hear more and more young ladies on the air. I've also run into an ATF net of YLs, and every one of them has an alpha call. It was kind of cool to hear alpha this and alpha that, alpha as they went around. So yeah, they're getting more friends.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Yes, and that's the interesting thing that it would be interesting to do a study to see what percentage of female hams have advanced licenses compared to the male ham. And I would not be surprised to find that there's a higher percentage of female hams with advanced licenses. That's just from my personal observation. The female hams that I'm familiar with tend to be the more advanced ones. So anyway, interesting idea there. So, let's see here. We're getting close to the end of our time. Let me see if I've given everyone a chance to speak here. That was Terry. Well, let me just say, is there anyone who's listening who's been waiting for their chance to speak and I've not given them their chance? Okay, I heard a partial transmission there. Try again.
Wayne, Advocate for HJQ.
Go ahead, John.
My wife, you want to come to the microphone? You said, women don't feel... what did you say, Helen? Women don't feel comfortable talking to strange men. Well, there's a lot of strange ones out here, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I said earlier there. It's not surprising that women have better things to do. Sorry.
I cook and clean. Do the dishes. Mop the floor. You'll come and talk if I did all that. Well, she's never got time to play ham radio. Got to do all the stuff so I can play radio.
Well, I guess radio keeps you out of her way.
That too. Anyway, she's got a rolling pin. I better keep quiet, but get for HJQ.
Okay, so... we've got about 8 minutes left. Do we have any more rechecks or new check-ins?
KD9NDJ with a recheck.
Okay, I think I have KD9NDJ and AD7MR. So first, Ken, KD9NDJ.
Wayne, this is a ripping good net. I've enjoyed listening to everybody's comments, and sounds like the Aussies are having way too much fun down there. There's a lot to this topic, and it easily suggests other subtopics. One that popped into my mind is the difference, perhaps, between the female mentality and the male mentality. This can't be true. It's a generalization. It can't be true across the board, but it seems to me that men are very interested in history, his story. One aspect of ham radio that my wife finds problematic, I think, is the telegraphy protocols. She would just like to get on the radio and talk. She does not want to get involved with the history of telegraphy. She doesn't really want to give the other person's call sign first and then her call sign. You know, she wants to use first names. She's not a big fan of directed nets, really. So all of that stuff is fascinating to me. I love history and I love the connection to telegraphy, but it's possible that that's an aspect of ham radio that puts women off, perhaps. Just a thought. It would be an interesting thing to talk about, the connection between current amateur practice and telegraphy. KD9 NDJ, back to Nick.
Okay, well, that's something that's worth discussing there. So I've made a note of that. Let's see, who's the other station? AE7MR, Terry, did you have something you wanted to say?
Oh, like I said, Mike Romeo. Yeah, that's the Nelson Ferrier. I can't remember his call sign, but his wife, she got into it, and she started studying the... She would drive down the highway, and she would code out the street signs to herself. Bless her heart. Yes. So, and where the young ladies are concerned, I think it's just their perception of what they want. And, you know, that's great. I've been a phone guy for years. I do have training in the CW through the military, but, you know, like all things that are set down, you forget them. you and I were radio, and I sent me the wrong cable, so I'm waiting on some little short ones on the tuner.
Okay, sorry, Terry, but much of the last transmission was not solid. Did not get a complete copy. I'm wondering if you were using an actual radio, perhaps the PTT was not solidly engaged, or if you're using an Echolink app on a phone or a PC, maybe your network was not completely, you know, up and responsive there. So we're getting pretty close to the end of our time slot here. So if you want to come back with a very short wrap-up of your comment, that would be good.
89 FJ off Echo 7, Mike Romeo, roger that. Yeah, I got me a new 9232 tuner, so I should be back up on the air with my FPA-18. And I am on a tablet on the TechLink.
Okay, I copied that you're on a tablet. So I think the answer is that your Wi-Fi perhaps has some dropouts in it. So, all right, well, thank you for joining us this week. And come back in future weeks when we'll be back here. Let's see, is there anyone else who has... A recheck or a new check-in before we close the net out? Okay, nothing heard. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0059 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can try the DMR talk group 31650. Or you can come on to SDF and join us in COM in the Anon Radio Room. This is AB9FJ, control station this week, saying 73.
Alpha Echo 7, Mike Romeo, clearing with the TechLink conference, AE7MR is off frequency. Have a great radio day on AE7MR.
Might say there, but we believe in one day at a time, and it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood.